We're here at the National Ethanol Conference. With me is my good friend Bill Kauser from Iowa. And just recently, Bill was appointed to a new initiative called America's Renewable Future, which is designed to educate the potential presidential candidates in the most key state of Iowa. So just tell me, give me a little background on this, Bill. You're co-chairman of this, as I understand it. So tell me just where the idea for this came from and what you hope to accomplish with it.
Well, it's something that our governor thought up, and really with his son, Eric, spearheading it. When you look at myself, Annette Sweeney, and Lieutenant Governor Patty Judge, you know, being on that, it's a very bipartisan. And to be able to have the opportunity to bring these people into Iowa, you know, because we are the first state in the nation to do the caucus, and with the straw poll coming up, to bring them to our farms and ranches and ask them that question. This, I mean, show them, first of all, why we do this, how we do this, and show them our communities, and then say, what do you think? Are you here with us on the RFS too? Because I think that's the plan right now is, are you with us or are you against us? Will you show us? We'll show you support if you show us support. And we're going to have 25,000 Republicans and 25,000 Democrats signed up for this. It's bipartisan. So bring it on. Game on.
Well, the week that you announced that, right after that, that weekend was a conservative, some potential candidates testing the waters there in Iowa. They didn't really say too much about ethanol or about the RFS, but right after that was the Iowa Renewable Fuels Summit, and one potential candidate who has run for president before was Rick Santorum, and he was there and he did show his support. But give me a little bit about what you thought about those are Republican candidates, obviously. But, I mean, some of them, like Rick Perry, are totally against ethanol, and they make no bones about it. Some of them are a little wishy-washy. Rick Santorum's the only one who really came out and said, yeah, he's a total supporter and believer.
Well, it is, and when we look at their rap sheet, and really that's what it is, we need to go through and make sure before they get here we understand who they are and where they stand, because every one of them we're going to have to treat individually. You know, what's their hot spot? What's their button? Where can we take them to educate them the best through this thing? And, you know, the Republican side really has been, the candidates have been kind of announced, and I think that's one challenge for us is how many candidates is there going to be? Is there going to be 10, 20, 30? Because the pool could get pretty diluted. You know, on the Democratic side, I'm excited to have Hillary come to the state of Iowa and take her to my feedlot and take her to the Ag Cave and take her to Lincoln Way Energy and say, this is what we do here because you, the government, asked us to become energy independent. Guess what? We did it as local community people, and here it is. What do you think, industry?
You mentioned Eric Branstad being kind of spearheading this, and he's this is something that he's had experience in as far as political campaigns are concerned. What else is a part of this initiative? Are you going to be doing advertising? You're going to be doing social media? What else is part of that initiative?
Well, I think today, really, we're still putting that roadmap together. This was just announced 3 weeks ago, and we do have a plan that's being put in place today. As you know, Bruce Rastetter is so graciously putting together the summit the first week of March. We're going to, you know, try some different things as these candidates come in. You know, what works, what doesn't work. There'll be some advertising. I know there's going to be maybe some clips put together, you know, on what's happening. But just to make sure that the candidates understand, and I've heard this in the national press, that Iowa is out there. We are going to be very upfront and asking them their views. So they will be prepared when they get here, and I hope their answer's prepared. And if it's not the answer I want to hear, it's my job to help change that answer.
How are you going to get these candidates out to your feedlot, out to your farm, and to be able to talk to them? Have you reached out to them? Or are you going, you know, because they've got to come along willingly.
Well, they do. And, you know, every time that we've offered them a tour at our farm or whosever farm we need to go to, because this is going to be, and we're also going to recruit other people in different areas. Because if you go to Cedar Rapids, you know, they don't want to drive clear to Nevada. So where can we pick up these other people to help us? And so, you know, you've been to my place. It's kind of fun. You go out there and, I can tell them, say, let's go look at a cornfield. Let's go look at a feedlot. Let's go look at a pig house. Let's go look at some windmills. But also, let's go to Lincoln Way Energy, and then let's go to the DuPont plant right next door, and I'll show you what we're doing with the whole plant and being sustainable when we get done with it. So I really think once the offer's out there, I mean, and like I was talking about Hillary, to be able to, you know, offer Hillary the chance to come to Central Iowa and Nevada, wouldn't that be something if she showed up? And what an opportunity to be able to be a representative to showcase Iowa. I mean, it's just exciting.
Well, thank you so much, Bill. It's always a pleasure to see you here at the National Ethanol Conference. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.